Hey, everybody, before we get started, I just wanted to let everyone know that today's episode is going to be a little different than usual. Now, normally this show is labeled all ages, and as much as I'm going to attempt to keep this episode all ages, we may be talking around a few subjects that that you may not want to have to explain to your kids or your friends or your spouse. We're not going to get explicit because this is not that kind of show, and I have a certain label on iTunes that I need to uphold. But the topics covered in this book are going to be, unfortunately, really, really, really stupid. So just use your own judgment, I guess. Oh my gosh. Okay, and here we go. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week I am dripping with disdain. The heat wave has finished passing through Minnesota. We are now in a little cool down area. And just when I thought I was safe to not sit sweltering in my house anymore, this week's book dropped into my lap and I got sweaty all over again. But not sweaty with the heat, sweaty with rage. Oh. And what caused all that rage? It's really hard to describe. I wouldn't say that I am protective of the Berenstain Bears. I am a little protective of the Berenstain Bears and their legacy. You know, when you get to know a creator and you get to know the history of anything, you sort of feel a little gatekeepery. Like you want to make sure that people aren't messing, screwing around with what you hold dear. And I respect Mike Berenstain. I respect his team. I respect the work he does. And so when I see someone coming along and try to make it funny, I get a little defensive. But it's not really that I'm defensive for the Berenstains and the Berenstain Bears themselves. What I'm really defensive about, what I'm really protective of, is the concept of comedy and satire and parody and what is funny. And even though I understand that comedy is subjective and that what one person finds hilarious, another person is going to find stupid and vice versa, I also know that if I'm in a restaurant and I get served a poop sandwich, I'm sending it back and I'm complaining to the management. And so for me, this whole thing is being served a poop sandwich. But I couldn't do this by myself. If I tried to talk about this book all alone, I would go nuts and quit the show, quit podcasting, and just drive to another state and live in a cabin somewhere. So joining me to discuss the mystery book that we are discussing this week are actually the two gentlemen who told me about this book in the first place. That's right. I would not be feeling the things I'm feeling were it not for our favorite Berenstain Bear collectors, Brad Mariska and Jeremy Gloff. Hello, collector boys.
Hello.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
How are we feeling?
I feel good.
I know you feel good. Yeah. How are you feeling, Jeremy?
I'm feeling good because I'm debuting. This is my debut podcast with my new microphone, so...
A brand new microphone!
Yeah. I was always the one that didn't sound as good as everybody.
What were you talking into before? It sounded always like a can.
Yeah, it was like something I got for $20 at Best Buy. Maybe like $15.
Which is funny because you're like the most like technically proficient sound recording wise of all of us.
Yeah,
it's literally your like job.
Brad, it was Brad. He sent me a link.
Well, he likes to go slumming when he's podcasting.
Brad, I always think it's like the shoemaker whose children always go shoeless.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Brad sent me a link though. He's like, you have to buy this.
Yeah,
here's the link. I'm like, all right.
Splurge. It's been 3 years. Yeah.
So thank you very much,
Jeremy. He's all grown up.
Just thanks like, for caring.
Just like Brother Bear in the book we're going to be discussing.
Yes.
You do not understand how little I want to discuss this book, but I do have my own news about this book. So,
yes, tell us.
Well, no, we're going to have to work our way through the book first.
Okay.
We're gonna do this in chronological order. So, first of all, who discovered that this book exists?
All right. Well, I'm always, as we discussed before recording started, I'm always a little bit late to the party. So, Brad and I did create the Berenstain Bears collectors group online. But sometimes I don't check it for weeks. And all this stuff happens. So then the new releases, I fall back on those sometimes. So there's always a day where I'm like, all right, I'm going to catch up on all the books I missed. So I put Berenstain in Amazon, do new releases, and up pops this book that I unexpectedly had never heard of, The Berenstain Bears and Too Much Tequila. And I didn't even realize.
Berenstain Bears and Too Much Tequila. Yeah.
Too Much Tequila?
Now, I didn't realize, because I'm a little dense, that it was Berenstain with an E, Berenstain. Yep. I didn't realize this till about, 30 minutes ago. But I bought the book. I posted it in the group. Not that I'm trying to promote it or anything, but we're all collectors. So I'm like, what do you guys think of this? So the rest is bear story.
Yeah. Yes. And I had not seen anything about it. So I'm really glad that you stumbled across it, because I'm not certain that this book is going to be out for release for a long period of time. So, I was very excited to get my copy.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be a minor blip in the world of Berenstain Bears collectibles, but a blip it will be. I think it'll go up with old Tijuana Bibles featuring Popeye and Mickey Mouse, just one of those little bits of pop cultural ephemera that we find so fascinating. But Jeremy, so you didn't. So the cover uses the Berenstain Bears the way they write the titles,
the typecast or font or whatever.
Font is the same as the Berenstain mm-hmm. Bears, so it's a little subtle.
Yeah. Like at first, I mean, if you're not a collector, I would at first glance you're like, oh, the Berenstain Bears, because it's their font.
Yep.
Yes.
Like they totally ripped that off. Yeah.
Now, of course, if you have working eyes, it immediately becomes clear that this was done by someone in MS Paint. I can't tell. The illustrations are bad. The graphics are it's all done on a computer. It looks, the layout is terrible. The perspective is awful. It looks like something someone threw together. It looked honestly like it was illustrated in a PowerPoint,
which I think is funny, because I didn't think it was that bad. I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of funny. And Brad, what was your take on it?
Oh, well, I mean, I think the terrible design layout, the very, very poor rendering of the bears is actually one of the reasons I love it so
much.
Yeah,
it's so bad, it's great.
Right.
Now the bear face,
they're all flat. There's no dimension. Yeah, they're flat.
Except that the heads were obviously traced.
Sure.
Yeah.
From Berenstain Bear books, at least of Brother and Cousin Fred,
mm-hmm.
They are clearly just almost clip art of those bear of Brother's head, because he has three expressions.
Right.
And there's actually, there is one page. There's the portrait of the bear family.
Oh.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Gosh. We'll get there as family friendly as possible. So, guys, why don't we just? I don't as Jeremy. I don't want to promote this book any more than I feel it. I'm not going to give any more information about it other than the title.
I do want to say two things as a collector before we go forward. First of all,
yes,
I did not like that it's a little bit bigger than the other square book, so it doesn't fit in the shelf.
Okay.
So it's actually a little bit, it's a different size, so it's not an exact parody, because it should have been the same size. I know I'm being neurotic. I'm being Monica from Friends. And then, this book is $19.
Yeah!
Yes, it's, I know, it's so
stupid.
It's
the most expensive Berenstain Bears book ever.
It's so, I agree with Jeremy on both of those. I was like, I can't believe I'm spending $20 for
$20.
A book that isn't, I can't even technically count as part of my collection.
It's not now, a huge book.
Didn't a few people in the group also buy it?
Yes.
Yeah, so this guy made a little chunk of change.
$100.
Just off of our group, yeah.
Yeah, off that group. So
sorry,
congratulations.
Mike.
Yes, congratulations, guys.
When I say sorry, Mike, I really mean I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry that this exists, and I'm sorry that I kind of it. But, if I was Mike, I would be displeased very much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not even particular. Well, okay, let's get into what this book is about. Okay. What is this book about?
It's about Brother Bear. He's in college, so he's supposedly all grown up and learned all of these great life lessons from Mama and Papa. And he ends up basically going to a college, you know, drinking party. And they play, you know, beer pong and do shots. And he gets sick from it, of course, because he drinks too much. So basically, he has to learn his lesson the hard way. And there it is.
More or less. There it is. There are...
at the very end, he says, I will never do this again.
Yes. He has a love interest who is a koala bear. Which the two clever things I found in this book are that fact that at a bear university, there will be bears from all over the world.
Yes.
Including koalas, polar bears, a panda bear. A Peter Panda actually makes a return in this book.
Yep.
Apparently a squid.
A squid. Oh, yeah. And a raccoon. There's a raccoon, too.
There is a raccoon. So, I like the idea that it's like the international flavor of college.
Yeah.
Is represented. That is one thing I liked about this book. The other thing I liked about this book was that I didn't buy it. I didn't pay $20 for it.
You're right. I just sent you a picture of all the pages.
So thank you for that. Bear State University is where it says he's going, which is not a – I do not believe that is an actual university referenced in the Berenstain Bears books. Bearconomics is the class he's taking, and Bearconomics is a bad bear pun. That is not – They would just call it economics in an actual Berenstain Bears book. Bearconomics.
Baronomics. Yeah.
Baronomics.
Is that embarrassing for them?
It is embarrassing for me. It's embarrassing for me to talk about right now.
I do want to add, though, that when you open the front page, it does have the little four-line poem leading into the book per format.
It does.
I thought the title page was actually the best page part. Of the whole book.
Yeah.
It's the only one that is actually like a really nice parody, and it's actually kind of nice. Like the tequila bottle and the limes is like actually like kind of a nice layout.
Yeah.
Right.
Tequila is great and can be really fun, but too much causes problems in more ways than one.
Or a solid little poem. Yeah. It fits the rhythm, it fits the rhyme, and then it all falls apart. I like the fact that Brother Bear says H-E double hockey stick, yeah.
Yeah.
In response to something his girlfriend Kayla says, because I was like, oh, they're going to try to keep it like PG, but then they didn't.
No, they
didn't keep it PG at all.
I thought so too. Here's a funny story. I received this book and had just browsed through it, and then I got picked up by a friend to go somewhere. I don't know where we were going, and she was driving, and she's familiar, obviously, with my obsession with the Berenstain Bears, and I showed her the book, and she was like, what in the world is that? I said, let me just read it to you. So as we are driving, I read this story to her out loud, and she like could not keep it together. Because it was so shocking, because exactly for that same reason, you start out and be like, oh, this can be kind of a cute little parody on the Berenstain Bears. And then it goes like to NC-17, like immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically there's a series of images that float around the internet that people post for me to see every once in a while. And it's Photoshopped covers of Berenstain Bear books.
Oh, yeah.
That put them in horrible situations. We've all seen all of them.
And everyone thinks that they're the first person to send us that. Like, we never saw it before. Right.
There's like seven of them, and you're like, oh, haha.
Yeah.
They're not. It's not too much junk food. It's they are very high on drugs. And it's that kind of thing. This book is one of those covers. What would happen if that was an actual book? And what happens is you realize the only funny part the it doesn't go beyond what's on the cover. Like, exactly what you think is coming is what this book, it's exactly what it yes. says.
Right.
And that's what I love. I mean, at least it is honest.
It's internally consistent.
I yes. think it's, like, kind of funny that someone actually spent time on this and went obviously. All the way through publishing it and selling it for $20.
There is this one bear. Okay, whenever the illustrator has to turn the bears to the side, they obviously do not know how to make the bears
have
face
dimension.
To the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and their mouths look horrible. They look like church puppets.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. The whole thing is just a nightmare. This whole thing is a nightmare. Well, it makes me feel terrible.
Yeah,
I never knew there were so many rules to beer pong.
No, I don't. I've only played beer pong like once in my entire life, and I don't remember there being any rules. You just like bounce the ball and you either drink or you don't. I mean, there's like rules to rules and addendums and sub clauses, and it's very confusing.
Yeah, there's this whole thing about like you do shots and then he's betting shots on the outcome of the game, but then there's like if he doesn't do a shot, then he has to do another like it gets really complex.
Right.
And he's not answering his girlfriend's texts.
Yes. But she's super hot.
Stop. Also, all the animals are drawn in like wildly different art styles.
Yeah. But there's a trophy for the winner of the game and it says Krunk on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
that's the worst page in the whole book, by the way. It's when Kayla shows up to the party. And I can't believe how poor, like they just gave up on layout at this point. They're just like, I'm just going to put a bunch of words across the top of an illustration. Like, there isn't even a bubble or a, it does. It's like, when I saw that, I thought it was misprinted. I thought it was a mistake. Jeremy, does your book look like that? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's terrible.
I hate to tell you this. It is a mistake. It's all a mistake. Oh. This whole book is a mistake.
Now, the illustration where she's leaving the dorm, it almost looks like there's a palm tree outside, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're right. I think... Maybe I think those elements may have come with the program. I have a feeling this whole thing was put together using pre-existing, pre-rendered objects.
And I like that the last two pages are completely blank because they didn't plan ahead, so there's panels on every page.
So what happens is brother gets drunk. He and his girlfriend try to have a fun college time together.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little more detailed than anyone could possibly ever want. Ever.
I was reading that too and I was like, oh, like, oh.
Oh, this is wrong. And
it's
then
it's wrong. It's so wrong.
And then she gets angry at him for getting drunk and she leaves. And it's still daylight outside.
Yeah, somehow.
like that palm tree picture, it is clearly noon.
Yeah.
And I guess no one else is at the party. I don't understand what's going on. They seem to live in like a retirement home in Florida at this point.
Shady Pines.
Because the doors open right onto the sandy walk and there's palm trees. It does look like where Alana's grandma used to live, and right by Fort Lauderdale. So brother goes to sleep. His friends come to wake him up the next day. And he's
had
lost
accident.
Control of his bladder all over the dorm room.
Oh my god!
And it's explicitly illustrated.
Oh yes,
yeah.
It looks like it somehow broke a picture of the Berenstain Bear family.
Now that touched my heart a little bit. There, I'm like, oh, that's like, oh.
That is the saddest illustration of anything related to the Berenstain Bears that I ever thought I would see.
Oh, really? Because just a few pages earlier, there was a koala in an Australian bikini top doing something in Brother Bear's bed.
Yeah.
To me, that's the saddest Berenstain Bears related illustration.
No, it's the broken family portrait, because that is like, I mean, brother is such a disappointment.
So my question is, did he pee so hard that it shattered the portrait?
Oh.
No. I think he just knocked it over.
Okay. I hate everything about this. So in the next page, Fred has offered to help him clean up the... Oh, I see. In the next page, you see the portrait actually
right,
on the floor.
On the floor, right.
He did. It does seem like he won the Krunk trophy, though.
And of course, like, you know, I said earlier that, you know, brother said, I'll never do this again. But then, like, 2 seconds later, he immediately says, yeah, I will. Yeah. Like, he hasn't learned his lesson.
Nope.
So there's going to be more books in the series, apparently.
Oh, there were. There certainly were. What were the two announced books?
I just want to backtrack and say, when I posted this in the group, I'm like, oh, maybe I should wait till all three of these books are out, because this could go bad. And I kind of do, like, want to see all three of them, because I think it's kind of funny. But anyway, the other two were, the Berenstain Bears are gluten-free and vegetarian and lactose and more. Uh-huh. And the third one was, the Berenstain Bears learn the internet.
Now, those two books, to me, had a little more promise, because it seemed like they were going to be, I don't know, maybe a little more clever. So would you like to know the rest of the story?
I do. Sure. I want to know.
What exactly happened with the Barons? I guess it's the Berenstain Bears and too much tequila.
Yes.
So what happened was, I was like, well, this is interesting. So I wonder how Mike feels about this. So I wrote to Mike and I said, hey, I said, so as you probably know, because I assume that, I don't know, I just assume, the book The Berenstain Bears and Too Much Tequila recently went up for sale on, and I gave the actual website,
right,
of the producer, because it was available on this personal website first, and Amazon for about $20. It is, of course, exactly what you think it is, and I was curious as to the legality of something like this.
Right.
I understand that it probably falls under parody, but it uses many elements from the original books, albeit terribly, and apes the look and feel of the first-time book narration. It also, right, looks like garbage and is terrible.
Tell us how you really feel, Phil.
And I said, we're addressing it on an upcoming collector's episode, and I wanted to get Mike's thoughts on it, if he has any that are fit to print.
Oh.
And Eleanor wrote me back, and she said, thanks for bringing this to our attention. So all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I'm that guy. I'm the kid in class who raised his hand and was like, teacher.
See, it's my fault. I shouldn't have posted it in the group.
I said, Mike says, she says, thanks for bringing this to our attention. Mike says, we'll be forwarding this directly to our IP lawyers. And what was interesting, though, is that she says, parody is allowed for fair use, but not for trademarks. We're aware of a lot of merchandise using Berenstain imagery. And so she often goes through Amazon and has those items taken down. And I can imagine there's a lot of, like, t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
That people try to sell using, like, the images of the bears, but that, you know, probably make some Mandela effects jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So what she said in a follow-up email, she said that the IP lawyers say that parody is protected under fair use, but not satire. So they'll be going after them to try to have it taken down. And so I looked up and I was like, well, what's the difference between parody and satire? And apparently, it's a very gray legal area, but
right,
apparently, like, parody is when you're explicitly making fun of the property you're using. So therefore, you have to use the imagery from that property in order to do parody. That's what parody is all about. So when you do a parody of Star Wars, it's okay to, like, make things look like Star Wars, because everyone knows you're just making fun of Star Wars. But satire is when you're making a joke about a broader, like, subject.
Right.
And then you can't use someone else's IP because you don't need to. And I think the idea behind this is, this book isn't making
fun
of...
And for our listeners, IP being intellectual property.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what they're saying is, this book isn't actually a parody of the Berenstain Bears. It's a satire on college life that is using the shell of the Berenstain Bears just to get attention.
Yes.
Like, just to be like, hey, look how crazy this is. But then it's just a book about a kid messing himself after drinking too much tequila. Like, it's not specifically parodying the bears.
And that was one of my first thoughts, actually, when I first read this, that, you know, the fact that basically Brother Bear is the only one, and I guess Cousin Fred is involved.
Right.
But it's hard to make a parody of the Bear family or the Berenstain Bears when you don't even use all of the characters or the family. And as I was thinking about this, I was like, well, it's sort of a parody in the sense that, like, they're trying to teach a lesson and
right,
all of that. But you're right. It starts to be more about college than about the bears.
Like, you could have called it, like, the Silverstein Squirrels. And Here's son squirrel and daughter squirrel, father squirrel and mother squirrel. Mm-hmm. And you would get what they were making a joke about. Like, you would be like, all right, this is kind of the Berenstain Bears, right, but it's the Silverstein squirrels. And I could see where they would be like, that's fine. That's like, it's far enough away from their IP. You're just using it so you can satirize children's books as well as college life. Go nuts. But because they specifically use the Berenstain Bears,
yeah,
barely changing any
like,
of it.
Right, like the font on the cover.
Right.
So I just checked. The book is still for sale online as of now. So I hope the second one comes out before they take him down.
No.
Jeremy, God, you're not listening. You're supposed to be learning.
I didn't learn.
Jeremy just wants those hot collectibles.
Jeremy is our own little brother bear.
Brad.
Jeremy is going to write to the author to get those other books for himself. Oh,
it's probably not even his Kyle Johnson. You think that's his real name? Kyle Johnson?
I don't know.
Oh, that sounds like the name of a person who'd write a book about doing too much tequila.
Right.
Like, do you remember when we came up with our own Berenstain Bears books ideas?
Yeah.
And we were like, how about a book on this? How about a book on this?
Yeah, we thought we were so clever, too. And then we're like,
But even then, like, what we were coming up with is we were trying to use like the push of Berenstain Bears, like the spirit of Berenstain Bears, to explore other ideas. Like, we obviously couldn't print those books ourselves,
sure,
because that wouldn't fall under parody. But what we came up with, if you're gonna make a parody and just throw caution to the wind, do something interesting is what I say.
Or right.
Mm-hmm. Like, everyone does jokes about drinking too much. Like, that's every college movie.
Right. Your
homework and bring in all the characters from the chapter books. Where's Bermuda Bear? Where's Bonnie Brown? How about just do a series of books about the Cubs in college? I would read that.
I can definitely see why the franchise would be upset, or whatever word you want to look for.
I was going to say, it would have been funnier if, like, Ralph Ripoff had been, like, the one to, like, secretly sell him the tequila, like, from his, from a trench coat, you know?
So here, like, you can make it the Silverstein squirrels, or the Silverstein squirrels. Have it be mother, father, son, and daughter. Son goes to college, and you can bring in, like, cousin Teddy. And Joe Jokester, like, you can bring in parody characters of all the characters. I would read that. I would happily read that and have enough distance between myself and the original IP to, like, sort of enjoy it.
Right.
Well, it's like a weird Al Yankovic song. Like, the reason that he's been so successful for so long is that most of his material is, like, really clever and quite funny.
Sure. Right.
And I really did enjoy reading this book once, but there's nothing to make you ever go back and reread it again, because it's in your face, and it's just written for shock value.
Sure.
Yeah. I am curious about what he was going to do with that internet's book. Like, I feel like it was going to just make fun of, like, adults trying to use the internet, or, like, old people trying to use the internet. But I don't know, that's kind of funnier than, like, college tequila jokes.
I think just the title, like, the Berenstain Bears and too much tequila, that's the joke,
right?
Like, that's and he was not able to, like, flesh it out, and it was sort of, I'm imagining that the guy who wrote this is a college student himself, so there's just a little bit of, like, maybe lack of maturity, and he's just trying to take advantage of, like, oh, my buddies will think this is funny.
Right.
But he's selling it for $20.
I know. Good for him.
Is it hardback?
No, it's paperback.
Oh.
Here's the little blurb about the internet. It's on the website. It says, how come parents can never understand technology? Brother, sister, and Honey Bear wonder the same thing and constantly have to explain Face Bear, Gristagram, and everything internet to Mama and Papa Bear.
Okay, see, that's funnier.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say that it's obvious that Kyle Johnson, if that is your real name, it is obvious that he is familiar with the works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, he does, even though Brother is not wearing his usual outfit, it is still colored the same as his usual outfit in this book. Like, he tried to He tried to do a little bit of his own homework. He's obviously read some of the more current Berenstain Bears books. Like if he's including Honey Bear in
right.
there,
yeah,
we know that he's a little more current. What is the other book about? The gluten-free book.
It says Sister Bear and her friends love a good girls' night out, but when every bear and their mother has a dietary restriction, things get complicated. Can Sister Lizzie Bruin and the girls of Beartown High School survive the dietary drama?
Oh.
I think there's going to be a lot of, like, I don't know. People are probably going to... That one doesn't sound as funny to me.
But you could, like, actually do that as a Berenstain Bears book, too. Like, all the kids have, like, if all the kids have different, like, allergies and, like, food sensitivities, like, how do you navigate that? Like, that's a legitimate question. Like, Sister wants to go out with her friends, but they all have, like, different, like, food allergies. Like, and she gets mad. And she has a talk with because she can't enjoy the things she wants to enjoy. And Mama teaches her, you know, to step back and like realize that like people have different needs. And them inconveniencing you isn't nearly as inconvenient as it is being them and needing to have all these like adjustments made to their own diet. And so Sister should like, see, you can actually come up with a good Berenstain Bears book about that, Mike. So how much do you think this book is going to be worth in the future?
Oh, it's not nothing. It's a fun topic of discussion. It is it will probably become rare, but not necessarily valuable.
Right.
It's not collectible. It doesn't hold any like literary or artistic value.
So, is it going to go on display at the museum?
See, that is something I've been debating. I feel like it would be a great discussion piece.
I think it is.
Yeah. Or donate it to the Museum of Play.
Okay.
I feel like they would be less likely to put it on display.
It'll go right up there next to the original Scrabble. Well, guys, do you have anything else to add about the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Tequila?
Well, yeah, I mean, here's what I want to say. Like, if somebody is going to try to make a parody or, like, be clever, like, I've always wanted a series of books called just The Berenstain Bears.
Okay.
Where the father is, like, a famous conductor of an orchestra. And I think that could be really something.
Wait, why conductor of an orchestra?
Because Leonard Berenstain.
Oh, I get it. I thought you were trying to make it about yourself.
Oh, no. So it's like a double parody. It's like a parody of the Berenstain Bears, but it's like, you know, people always mispronounce it, so it's funny. So Leonard Berenstain. So I was like, well, what if it was a bear family, but he was a famous conductor and composer?
Oh, I see.
That's just super nerdy music Brad kind of going off in a different direction.
How about the Sondheim bears?
Yes. The Sondheim squirrels.
The Sondheim squirrels. That's my next project. Oh my gosh, Jeremy, do you have anything else to add about this delightful book?
I just hope the other two come out before the axe goes down.
I just love that you are stuck on this. You're like, I have to get these other two books.
I want them.
Even just out of curiosity, I mean, even you, Phil, you're curious to see. I mean, now you just kind of want to know what's in them.
I am definitely curious about like what the plan is or was for these books.
Yeah.
Because I do believe, you know, legalities aside, that whoever made this book kind of did it out of love. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he hates the Berenstain Bears. He probably grew up loving them, and then just, it wasn't as funny as it could have been, but yeah. I don't think it was from an evil place.
I don't think he had any particular malice towards the bears. I just think he thinks he's funnier than he is. Like, and to me, that's the bigger crime.
Right.
that's the real crime.
Like, it's that he thinks he's funny and he's not. I did a Google image search of this book and a bunch of those like parody covers came up.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, yep, that's about where it ends. It just stops right there. Oh, there's a Dr. Seuss one. Yep, it's just a Dr. Seuss title with a swear word thrown in. Like,
see, I really can't make a judgment until I read these other two books. I better start saving up now because they're going to be like $20 each.
How many, can I just play devil's advocate for a second?
I guess.
How many great authors in history or artists, you know, had their first effort that really wasn't very good? You know, they had to start somewhere. You know, everyone has a bad painting when they're a kid or wrote a bad book. Like maybe he would strike gold with his second one. Right. Maybe the second one is going to be better.
Or not. Or not at all.
I mean, I'm 22 albums in and I haven't made a good one yet. So I mean,
oh. But this guy charged $20 for a paperback.
Yeah. It is unfortunate that it costs as much as it does, because honestly, that might keep me from buying. If they do release a second or in the third one, I'm not going to pay $20 for each of those.
No. Yeah.
No. I mean, I'd rather go find an actual Berenstain Bears collectible that I can invest in. 'Cause this is cute, but it doesn't, you know. I'm gonna put this away on the shelf, and I'll probably never, ever, ever look at it again, except when I'm having people over.
Yeah.
And you need to be like, you guys, I bet you've never seen this before.
I'm surprised it took this long for something like this to come out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too. That is funny.
Yeah, because like e-printing is so like commonplace and easy to do these days.
Yeah, self-publishing.
Like anybody could have done this like anytime in the last 10 or 15 years.
Here's an example of terrible Berenstain Bear parody covers, okay? Someone took the cover for the Berenstain Bears' New Baby, right? And they changed the title from the Berenstain Bears' New Baby to the Berenstain Bears' Thank God Brother's Name Finally Makes Sense. Which, if you know anything about the Berenstain Bears, you know that his name wasn't Brother Bear until Sister Bear was born.
Right,
right.
So there you go. Lazy comedy.
Lazy. Well, and also like the world of you know, fan fiction, you know, with a lot of series, there's just tons of it on the internet, but nobody actually legitimately tries to publish it because it's just for fun, and
right.
Everyone knows doesn't have any like literary merit. And I feel like this guy could have put this on his blog and everybody would have read it and it'd be cute, and
right.
You're not going to get a lawsuit against you. But
yes.
When you try to publish it, like with an ISBN number and everything,
and then sell
you
it,
might
yeah.
be, yeah, you might be pushing your luck a little.
Exactly. Yeah. Stick to fanfiction.com.
Yep.
There's plenty of great reading on there. Hone your skills before you go out, and then when you want to publish, just change the characters' names and species and pull a 50 Shades of Grey, because that's what she did. And she made $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just bad fan fiction, so
yeah.
Ta-da. You could have been something, Mr. Johnson, and instead you're gonna look down the barrel of a lawyer.
Yeah.
This must be relatively new on Amazon, though, because I go on about once a month or more and check. Even mm-hmm. So I think the Mike Berenstain would have been familiar with it, even if had we not come along.
Well, the first review is from July 11th.
Yeah, so it's... Oh, okay.
So, yeah. My birthday. On my birthday.
On your birthday. The day that we visited Mike's studio
yeah.
a year ago.
Yes.
Strangely enough, all 5-star reviews.
Well...
So I'm going to assume that
his friends probably
Kyle's friends hopped on Amazon. Great for a baby shower gift. Cannot wait for more of these. Jeremy, did you write that?
No. Huh.
Wait, I totally wrote one of those.
I knew it.
Was that
Which
you?
One? Cannot wait for more of these.
Was that you?
Well, that was before I read it. I said best parody idea ever. I was like, okay, this is a good idea. I kind of want to delete that comment now.
You're part of the problem.
I want to do anything to promote the Berenstain Bears, you know?
Yeah.
I love the whole Mandela effect parallel universe stuff, because it just draws attention to the Bears. And if you're really interested in them and you like are serious, like, because I think, oh, it's funny, you blah, 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 whatever. But like, For me, it was exciting, to be honest, if I can just shift over there. Like a year or two ago when that was like kind of a big thing.
Sure.
It actually brought the Berenstain Bears back into popular consciousness. Yep. And people were talking to me about the Berenstain Bears. And I thought that was cool. And I was like, I was kind of annoyed because they're like, have you heard of this conspiracy theory? And I'm thinking, okay, this is so stupid. But I'm going to turn this into a conversation about the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, definitely brought them back into the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. I guess it did. I just commented on your comment, Brad. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm right in front of this comment, so let me see.
This is good. This is good listening for the folks at home, is listening to people talk about commenting on an Amazon.com review.
Best podcast ever. Weren't you recognized as one of the best podcasts in Minnesota?
That's true. Thank you to my friend. Thank you to my friend Jenny McElroy, by the way, who listed me as one of her favorite podcasts. She works for the Historical Society, and a bunch of them were asked by the Pioneer Press to talk about their favorite podcasts, and she named this one, and so I was written about in the Pioneer Press. Thank you again.
That is awesome.
Jenny McElroy.
Yeah, that's super awesome.
I'm sorry I had to thank you on this episode. This is the worst. So guys, anything else before I bid us all adieu?
No, there's not a lot to this, but like I said, I kind of thought it was fun.
Kind of fun. Kyle, I wish you nothing but the best in the future.
I will buy the other two books if they come out.
Even if you get knocked off the air, just let Jeremy know where he can get his hands on copies of these books. Please, or we'll never hear the end of it.
Sorry, Mike, but I'm a completist.
It's out in the universe. Also, I guess, Mike or Eleanor, if you're listening to this, and you have any of those bootleg shirts, I guess, could you send some to Brad and Jeremy?
Yeah,
they'd
seriously
really like them. It could be the new one.
And I'll even send you a few bucks, because I know you didn't get any royalties off of them. But
yeah.
I just need them. Like, Jeremy, like, I'm a completist. I need everything.
I just have to believe that Mike has, like, a box of Berenstain Bear bootleg shirts that he's just, like, sitting on somewhere. Yeah.
Down in the vault.
So guys, where can our good friends, our good listeners find you guys if they're looking for more from you?
I don't want to say. Kyle Johnson will find me.
But you do want Kyle
but
Johnson.
But you want
to
Kyle
find
Johnson.
Oh yeah,
because you want the two books.
JeremyGloff.com.
Yes.
And I am at BerensteinBearsCollectors.com, and that's Berenstain with an A.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm at BerensteinBearcast.wordpress.com. You can write to me at BerensteinBearcast@gmail.com. And hey, everybody, our last episode was the answer to a Patreon subscribe.
That was awesome.
Patrons question. And I am going to be doing more of those in the future. So if you want to ask a question, go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry and become a patron. You can become a patron for as little as $1. If you become a patron at the $5 level, you can ask a question of me that I will answer. You can ask one a month. I may not do a whole episode devoted to it, but if you ask me a question, I will address it on the air. And at the $10 and up patron level, unless we somehow get a whole flood of these, you can request a special episode based on a children's book series of your choice.
Can I pay $10 and request that we do one on the Berenstain Bears with an E, and we'll discuss the Berenstain Bears learn the internets?
No.
For half the price of the actual book.
Hopefully we'll never talk about this again. So please go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, become a patron if you are so inclined. Otherwise, you can find me on Twitter at BStainBearcast, or you listen to my other podcasts. It's Del Toro Time, a Guillermo del Toro podcast I do with my teenager Ollie, where we discussed the works of Guillermo del Toro as well as all of his influences. I believe we are about to drop Creature from the Black Lagoon is coming up next. And my other podcast, which is Click It Cast, a Beverly Cleary podcast that I do with my good friend John McCoy, where we are working our way through the books of Beverly Cleary. We are now in the early 80s. We are about to release next month, I think, Ramona Quimby, age 8. So tune into that if you like some Cleary in your life. And gentlemen, thank you so much for everything.
I'm glad we could experience this together, because
yes,
I did need to talk about it.
Yes. Next time I have you on, we'll discuss some actual collectibles.
Cool. cool.
So scrape up some ideas for that. And Jeremy, congratulations on your new microphone.
Oh, this is great.
Brad, I'm looking forward to hearing all about the beginning of the school year, how that goes for you.
Thank you.
And I'll be up there next year so we can do one in person.
And we will do one in person. Yep. We will do a jumbo episode. I cannot wait. Fingers crossed that everything goes well. It'll be an extravaganza.
Yes.
And for everyone else out there, all my listeners, I will see you all next time.
Deep
in
Bear
Country.
And that is it.
Yay.